Yes, once.
Yes, 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 yes. I mean, it's yes. I mean, that's what I want to say.
Oh my God, what is going on here?
Guys, have you ever been in a situation where you're trying to remember something and the one person that's with you cannot help you remember one thing?
What do you mean?
No, I'm not saying you specifically.
So who's the one?
How does it feel when you try to remember something very important? Something, let's say you guys had a conversation just a few minutes ago or maybe sometime earlier, and then now you need that very, very vital information about what you guys talked about, and then the person you had a conversation with cannot help you.
Because I'm in your brain.
No.
It's am I in your brain?
Sometimes you just expect.
Hello. Expect what?
You just expect. You know, how do you feel whenever you try to remember stuff and then I can't
help? It happened this morning, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was trying to... Yeah, it happened to me this morning.
Yeah.
I was trying to have a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
You touched me and I forgot what I wanted to say.
Okay.
And I'm like, I just said something now. And you said the only thing I said was, eh, hey.
But that's what...
That was the only thing I said.
Did you say, eh, hey, or not?
I said, eh, hey, but I said something afterwards.
But I remember the, eh, hey. Is that not even... I mean, I tried. I remember the, eh, hey. And then later, I was trying to remember stuff. And I asked you, even my, eh, hey, you didn't remember.
Because you didn't say, eh, hey.
So what then did I say? Oh boy, I don't know, man. But it's really, it could be frustrating, you know, if you're, trying to get to remember something and you don't. And it happens to everyone.
It does.
I mean, to every single person.
It does.
And well, how are you this morning, by the way?
I'm fine. It could be better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine though. How are you?
Yeah, great. I mean, you said it all. Mm. You said it all.
How did you sleep?
Man, you shouldn't have asked me that question.
Oh, man,
I don't know. Those of you are saying, oh, I want to get married.
And have a child.
It's a beautiful thing, man. I love it. I wouldn't change it for anything. But the big question is, are you ready for the responsibilities it comes with? And when I say that, I know people will be like, okay, it's not to buy diapers. It's much more than that, man. Are you ready to like literally give up your bed and your life? Your bed especially.
Oh goodness.
How can I not be able to sleep?
You see those unemployed humans who sit and are enjoying everything that the employed has worked for. You know, those people, they need to be arrested. I don't understand how you want to have a good rest and this person is all over the place kicking
spreading.
You with the leg, hands and head just to make sure they are more comfortable.
And you have to love it. So I found myself at night at some point. The corner that I was sleeping on a very big bed, though. The corner that I found myself at the end of the day, and then I turned and looked the space that my boy had. And the mom.
I know you're going to go there.
Why would I go there? At some point, I was okay.
Allow us to spread it, please. Let me quickly
go to the foot of the bed. And then just find somewhere to sleep, find my way. And then this morning, I had to join a devotion. And then when it was devotion time, I would lie. I wasn't hearing Jack. I was sleeping on devotion. When I hear a prayer point that touches me, I'd be like, yes, and I'll wake up. But that was the experience, really. I mean, I know a lot of parents, maybe first-time parents or parents who have been there for a while, would also can't relate to this. And that explains why some people would rather have their kids, have their own space.
Yeah, their own room.
But I think when they're still very young, you can't just push them away.
It's even tough.
Can you handle it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's tough because it's something I need to consider anyway. But it's tough for me to say, okay, my baby's going to sleep in another room while I sleep in another room.
No matter
how old he is, trust me, I still feel like I have to be around him and, mm-hmm. Cuddle him and all of that.
Yeah, man.
Maybe I'm just being...
Instead of me, you know?
Instead of you.
You know what I'm saying? that's another thing too that, you know, always comes to the fore. Yeah. You know, he just pretty much steals every other moment. And that's when you should be ready.
And just when we were having a conversation yesterday, and then, you know, just when, you know, we can now give him his own space, and we're now together. Boom, bang.
Another, to make another baby, Ali.
I don't know what you're talking about, but you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I get it. But the thing is, it's just one of those things that nobody really have to tell you, you know, about raising a family, starting to raise a family, and the kind of sacrifices that have to do with child bringing, raising a child.
Yeah.
I mean, the sacrifices
are endless, parenting
generally. They're endless. Even in the middle of the night, you have to make sacrifices. You know, it's better to be kicked to a small corner on the bed than to have to run to the hospital, even though that's also part of some things, you know, parents will go through, especially when you have little kids to take care of. But I just feel, I understand when a senior colleague of mine, of us, ours, mentioned one time that the kids are just totally unfair. Like, they're just, they don't care, man. They don't care.
They don't care at all.
Anyway.
It's all about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Lagos, Nigeria, how are you doing? Did you have a great night, just like we did?
Well,
how was your night? Did you have a good night? And how is your day going? You just kick start your day on a very bright note to let us know. And what's happening around your area this morning? You know that it's a ritual to do this every weekday on What's Up Lagos. I mean, the feel of Lagos, basically.
Mm-hmm. We just want to find out how you're feeling and how you slept, how you feel this morning. Well, you know, what's on your mind generally? You know, we the techers again here to try to bring happiness your way via the radio channel 99.3 Nigeria Info. That's what we pretty much want to do.
That's right. Today is Thursday.
And I thought you said the family talk is back.
Yeah, the family talk is back, but I don't.
Oh, boy.
That wasn't what I was going to say. But yeah, okay. The family talk is back. Mm-hmm. I was going to say what today's date is, just, you know, for some people who don't know what today is. You usually forget today.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. So we're going to help you remind you. Today is the 15th of July, 2021. And of course, it's a Thursday. Today on What's Up Lagos, it's family clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And someone is in a clinic and will be needing our help. But the story is very long. We'll try to read all of it, but it's something that you have to like follow through to understand what the matter really is.
That's right. That's totally right. Man, I can't even believe that it's a week already since we had the counselor join us on the show.
Yeah, actually.
Wow. How time fly? This week I was pretty fast.
Yeah, it was.
It moved really fast. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we're just the ones.
It is fast.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very fast.
It's okay. I mean, we like it that way. Let it move. Sharp. Yeah, let's move. Let Leia come. Let Christmas come. I mean, let's make it happen.
Yes, you're right. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a message on WhatsApp, you can do that via
0809-597-5805.
All right, you can follow us on our social media platform. On Facebook, it is Nigeria Info 99.3.
And then on Instagram is Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Nigeria Info FM Lagos. That's how you can find us. Or just simply download the Nigeria Info FM app. Have us with you wherever you go, on your Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, or the one they call the iOS Store. That way, you have us. And from there, you can link to our website, which has a lot of great stuff for you.
Uh-huh.
All your favorite shows pre-recorded, and there are playback, visual playback, and audio playback. They are on the website, and via the app, you can access the website.
That's right. So, what's going on around you? How are you feeling this morning? If you're a parent, right, and having children also seem like a headache to you, feel free, man. Feel free to tell us how you are coping.
Mm-hmm.
All right, having this little unemployed ones around you.
I mean, we really want to know. If you have your own personal experience to share, we'd appreciate. Okay, the phone lines are buzzing and ready to talk to Lagos this morning. Lagos.
That's it.
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! 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 Cheers to life! Welcome! What?
Man. Andrea.
Yeah. Welcome.
Sunday here on the line.
Hi, Sunday.
Yeah, calling from Bariga.
How is Bariga this morning, Sunday? That was a lot of energy, man. Wow.
Very fine, very fine. Everything is cool and calm. We
well
thank
done.
God.
Uh-huh.
For another brand new day.
Yeah.
So, Colin.
Yes,
it's
please.
It's been a long time.
That's right. How have you been?
So God bless you.
Amen.
And bless my sister.
Okay.
As well.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Take care.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you
Bye.
So much. Bye.
Yeah.
Great. What a way to start. I mean, the energy. That's how we love to start right here. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. Let's just have a feel of what's happening with you wherever it is you are before we get into our full gist.
That's right. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah. My name is Adekunle. I really do enjoy you guys. I've been listening to you for a very long time. But this is my first time of calling.
Okay. Wow.
What actually pushed me to call is the issue you said about the kid and the parents on the bed.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just reminded me of one stubborn daughter I have.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to call her stubborn.
Yeah, she is. Because on the bed of 6 feet, I think I occupy just only 1.5 feet.
Wow.
And even that 1.5, she will see it in her leg, pushing it on time. And sometimes she wants to sit at the bench and sleep it. And she'll be at the man. She'll be 5 years by November, but she still so get so much articulated with the parents, to the parents, and the mom and Mary.
Mm.
So she will be at the center. Anytime she sleeps, spread her leg, she will light.
Wow.
And she will always want to make sure that she put her leg on us anytime she wants to sleep. Be at the window. So what you're saying is just making me think that you will be a parent. You really have to prepare.
You have to prepare.
You have to let go of your past life and everything.
I'm telling
adopt,
you.
That's right.
Adopt the new life that maybe we introduce into your system.
That's right,
so,
man.
It's really a great thing. Sometimes when I look at it, I just have that this is coming at least when she's old enough, she'll be shut out of the room.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Right, man. You miss, it's obvious you miss your privacy, like, you know, those days of just both of you.
Yeah. But she does so much. And she do this sometimes. She does it sometimes deliberately. If you don't want to ask, sometimes you just wake her up to go and wave. And don't be surprised when she be coming back. Where you are sleeping, that where she want to lie.
Wow.
It's really a good experience.
Yeah,
really
it's a sweet bitter experience, man. It's a sweet, sweet experience. Thank you so much for sharing
but
with
us. But do you think we're indulging him? Do you think at this point we should already take him out of
out
the room?
Where?
No. I mean, so that he
has his own room,
no doubt. And start
no one to leave.
Yeah, refusing to leave and become too attached to us.
I mean,
we need our privacy, don't we?
I know we miss that privacy. I know that we do. But the truth is, that innocence.
You see, that sentiment. The same sentiment I'm having to say, oh, let's keep him there. Same sentiment you are having right now.
Okay.
No, he has to move.
Were you pursued as a child when you two were spreading?
Actually, I don't know how old I left the room, but I remember that we had our own room.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that when we were very young, we had our own room.
Certainly not when you're 16 months.
Not when I was 16 months, I don't know.
So perhaps.
But we should actually train.
Plan.
Yeah, like train him at least once in a while, not sleep on the bed with us, and sleep, you know, in the other room.
Yeah, I know, but can you handle it? Can you sleep? Close your eyes.
I could wake up and go check once in a while. You know, or have this, what's this called? Where when he's awake, I could tell that he's awake.
Okay. Anyways, we'll think about that when we get to that point. For now, maybe in like 5 years from now.
You want to what? 5 years from now?
What if he doesn't agree to go?
What do you mean? Bean doesn't agree to go,
him.
He has to go.
No, he's a child.
You don't have to move.
Him.
He has to.
He's a
what
minor.
Are you trying to say?
And first you say I'm indulging him a lot.
You are. You are. Ah.
Let it spread. Let it spread.
He should still be on
Hello.
My bed.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
My name is Ogie.
Hi, Ogie.
Hi, okay.
The topic is so funny. It just reminds me of what happened. My baby was still way small. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I remember then that my husband was like, okay, want us to, you know, cuddle, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Cuddle, yeah. So, and we had this room where my baby just gave up in the room. Mm. So I remember at the middle of the night, my mother-in-law was around there. Mm-hmm. At the middle of the night, my baby would start screaming. She was just shouting. We didn't know what was happening. We were in our room, you know, do what we're doing. And in fact, my mother just came down. Like, what's going on? I tell you, since then, I just learned my lesson. I started staying with my baby in my room. I said, no, I wouldn't do that. Wow. But I understand what... what Andrea tried to teach the baby to say, but I tell you, in fact, your mind will be there even when you're in the room. You will not be able to, you will not sleep closely because your ear will just be in that other room. But when you are with her or him in that room, yes, he will sleep well. At least he will, you know, when he wakes or whenever he wants to turn and all that.
So, I agree with you, actually. I actually it's tough, but you know, at the end of the day, are they going to be on our bed? 5 years,
know,
6 years.
Gradually, maybe gradual, like that. Mm. They will learn to be on their own. But actually not a good one for them to be alone at that, you know, tender like
age.
2 years like that. Maybe like 4, 5 like that. And they start to learn gradually.
Okay, great.
Right. All right, thank you so much for sharing.
Okay, I want to marry. I want a baby. Be taking notes of things that you should be ready to give up.
I want to have a baby.
No, I mean, you're taking notes.
Yeah.
You are saying you can put in the other room. You'll be hearing cries.
I'm not saying I can. See, I was traumatized. I was traumatized. I remember if you're if you've had a baby, maybe your new mom or so, I'm sure that at some point, you were traumatized by your baby crying in the middle of the night. And then when he's sleeping, but you can hear the cry in your ear. You can, and you have to go and check. But I thought I heard him cry. He was not crying.
Absolutely.
You know, so I can imagine. I knew how that dealt with me mentally. So I know I still have that sentiment right now, you know, pushing him to go sleep in another room. And I can't even bear the thought of anything happening to him in that room. And I'm in my bed lounging, you know. So, yeah, so that's the sentiment, actually. But we have to, like, take it what it is and train him to be...
But let's talk about the other effects of that. Doesn't it affect the relationship of the parents?
That's it. That's another thing. We need our wee time. It does now. We need our wee time.
Yes.
We need our wee time. Like, we need our wee time. You get what I mean? You know?
But
I'm trying to, like, hold my husband and somebody is dragging my husband with me. I don't get it.
I mean, same here, man. But... like you said, I will have to wait for another 5 years.
Five what?
It looks like I'm going to tell you to pack his.
He has to evacuate. He has to evacuate.
Hello, good morning, Lagos.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Chester Life.
Welcome.
Okay, this is Amara. I am calling from Igbobo Ikorodu.
Oh, welcome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is it. When I first had my baby last month, the first 1 week was, I was traumatized. You know.
You were hearing the sound of
the
baby.
She would be crying in the night and I would also be crying. And I'll be like, I want to sleep. She's not sleeping. Mm. And my mother-in-law will be like, okay, if she's not crying and she's not sleeping, why can't you sleep? I said, I can't sleep. Why did she use the clothes to cover her face? You know? But I've outgrown that.
Uh-huh.
And you know, at times when she wakes up, it's until I hear her cry that will open my eyes.
Wow.
That's when I will now carry her. Yeah. I will breastfeed her. Then before you know it, she's asleep again. Then that's the routine for the night, the morning, bathing, then she sleeps. Now she's awake. Her father is telling me that she's awake and she come and breastfeed. I said, I want to call Collins and take care.
Oh my, oh my.
I'm glad you're here.
That's just the experience. Well, it's a sweet experience, actually.
It's One Stop Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. We started the show this morning with babies on the bed. I mean, if you don't understand what a story is, it's just parents lamenting or, you know, recording or sharing the experience on how that, no matter how big the bed is, once you have babies in that bed, I mean, I now understand when they say nine little monkeys jumping on the bed.
Is that it?
When, you know, I'm just thinking in my head. You know, the space they occupy, these little ones on the bed, it barely leaves us with little or no space to sleep in the bed, and also steals the privacy totally.
How do the parents who still have their children on the bed, like having two children on the same bed with them, how do they cope?
I mean, that's a big question.
How do they cope?
I have discovered a way, though, now. I don't stress myself. I don't try to keep adjusting, arranging all. I've noticed that, you know, the boy's legs cannot get to the foot of the bed, no matter how he spreads, even though sometimes he stands up and then faces down and all. But, you know, so what I have done, I found me a still small place on the foot of the bed. So what I do is once he sleeps,
goodness.
I move to that place so that the baby and the mom can have their space. Let me be able to sleep.
You're making me feel bad.
You should not feel bad.
You're making me feel bad that we're pushing you out of the bed.
For now, maybe I'm just at the foot. Mm-hmm. I know very soon I'll find, at the end of the day, maybe
on the floor.
On the floor. And I prefer it. I don't mind. I don't mind. That's for peace to reign and for you to have your space. That's me just, you know, sacrificing for all that. I'm telling you. But it's one that, is that sweet experience that, you know, nobody really talks about.
Yeah.
People don't talk about it, but it's there. And
it
every parent can relate.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Lagos, we want to hear from you this morning. How are you doing and what's happening around your area?
All right, Beth.
We have WhatsApp messages, actually.
Okay.
Can we quickly take them?
Yes, please.
Okay. Prince here is saying, we never trained our two kids to sleep in our room. From day one, they sleep in different room. Okay. How did you guys do it? Especially your wife, I mean, the mother. How did she cope? Okay. And he says, we just ensure that all the room doors are open to know what's going on.
But some experts have even said that it's good for children, for to sleep with their parents in the bed, that it helps them.
Helps their health. And
Well, Dr. Chini's on the line.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Collins, I'm taking it. My daughter, she's 8 years now. She's one of your fans. She's a big fan of yours.
Wow.
But the problem sleeping when she was five, oh my God. Her own would be like, Daddy, I want to sleep here. You know, a family size bed.
Uh-huh.
As a man, I always sleep at the edge.
Yeah.
I always sleep inside. She has her own room. When my wife was decorating her room when she was two, pink bed, pink wardrobe, I told my wife, she won't sleep there. I don't know what, leave it. We had an argument, spent so much of it. Do you know that this girl have never slept in that room?
Wow.
She will be in our room. So what I did now is that most times, that time, I will leave them and go to her room and be sleeping. One day she asked me, Mom, Mommy, why is Daddy sleeping in my room? I said, because she doesn't sleep in her room. So because the problem, she will come. Daddy, I want to sleep here. So what would be now, the formula we devised to overcome is that, like, once you're about to sleep, all of us will go to her room. I will just lie on the floor. Everybody will just pretend that we are sleeping. Once she goes off, we all walk back to our room. But most times, if she wants to wee, she will just wake up and come to the room and bang herself in between us.
Oh, my.
No privacy.
No, not anymore, man.
But now she's 8. If she wants to sleep, we'll just schedule her. She sleeps in the couch. We'll drag her to her room. She'll now sleep off, you know. Before we'll now go, but we'll be waiting. to be the one to come and wake us up.
Wow.
School. So, but it's a nice topic. It's a very nice experience. We're getting over it. I guess we're getting bigger now.
Yeah.
We're enjoying our privacy. But that 8, 4, 4, 5, 6, oh yeah. My God. It's something else.
Oh, my God. Right. Thank you so much, Dr. Chinny.
Wow, the phone lines are buzzing.
Let's hear more.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Top of the day to you.
Same to you.
Mr. Holy Man from Kalahari Desert.
Holy Adam.
You are playing old school. You are asked to add a baby cot. Baby cot. Right from J1, you put the baby cot near your bed where your wife will be the first person. So in case the baby cries, you just lift her up from the baby cot, play with her, feed her, put her back there. I think where we really have problem is when it's about to start walking. He can hold anything, he can drag anything. If you are not there, the whole thing will follow him. And that will be an accident.
That's right.
And then if you make mistake and buy football at the age of maybe going to 1.5, if you don't play that football with him, you are in trouble. Play it now. Play it now.
That's right. Mara, thank you so much for sharing with you too, with us, your experience. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Chest alive.
Who do we have?
Oh, my, oh, my. Move away from your radio when you call.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, Mara.
Good morning, welcome. What's your name, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was happy this morning listening to the program.
Okay.
In fact, when we started talking... Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here.
When we started talking about sleeping at the corner of the bed, in fact, I am imagining what he wanted to say.
Hello?
Oh.
Okay, 0700-993-993-993.
That's right, that's the number to call. I guess you're wondering what we're talking about. You just tuned in. We are the Techs and we're live on What's Up Lagos. And we started on a note of how the kids get to, you know, color B or just, you know, take over the bed. No matter how big the bed is, it's never enough because they want to spread, they want to move. It's as if they are playing, you know, playing on the bed. I see, I now understand properly when they say, because I was wondering, kids, do they jump on the bed? Why do they do nine lady monkeys jumping on the bed? You know, I now understand that they actually do a lot of movement to the bed and stealing the privacy of the parents and also stopping them from even, you know, cuddling. At least they are cuddling. For where? Cuddle where? You know, stuff like that. And you know, we love it. As parents, we love it.
Yeah,
this
we
is, do. You know, we were talking about this just so people can prepare their mind. Some people, they will not take it to. Some will be angry. They can even beat the child. Some people are that weak. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Yinka. Yeah.
Yes, my name is Inka from Lekki.
Welcome. Let's talk.
Thank you. Okay, so the other time you asked how do people cope with how do people that have two kids cope?
Yeah.
I have two kids under three,
okay.
And we all sleep in the same room.
Hey.
But what I do is, the younger one, I put him at the foot of the bed. I just put him there. He faces the other way. I'm telling you, like, that is what I just do. It's just the other way. Then the other one faces there. We all sleep like that.
Wow.
That's just how it was. I mean, whenever he wakes up, whatever he does, I will still know. Then the thing most people are not talking about is the fact that you can't sleep well. Like, you're just managing one corner. Like, you're managing. That has been the story of my life and my husband's life for like 3 years now.
Child, it is well, though.
You're not even sleeping. I don't even regard it as sleep. You're just closing your eyes, wake up. Next, just wake up when they wake up.
Some of the sacrifices we have to pay.
Exactly. That's the word, sacrifice.
No, somebody has to do something, yo. We have to do something. We cannot be...
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Then you guys are not even saying one another thing. Is it because we are on radio?
The other one, Abby?
Yeah.
Hey, we're on radio. We we cannot just say the open mouth and say it now.
Wow. We should open all our mouth. Wow.
Wake up at the same time. Everything has ended. It's not funny.
I know.
It's well, or
as in, nothing like. This could be. It's a serious matter. That's why I say something has to be done. When I was shouting, something has to be done. Mm. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Because, you know, no show.
No show.
No show. No show.
Just when you are trying to make show happen, Jonathan's leg is on your own.
You don't hear cough.
And then you're like, are they awake?
They're awake. Oh.
Is he awake?
He's awake. The next thing. You know somebody put it down as if he's watching. Okay. Let me see what's going on. My parents are trying. I will lie.
We have WhatsApp messages. Mm. Benita EJ here says, good morning, detectives. How are you doing today? Mm. We're doing great. I hope you're doing great as well. And she says, the fact is that if you don't have them in your room, you won't have peace of mind. Mm. Then if you don't start taking the baby to his or her own room early, your room will master the child and he won't want to leave. It happened to me. I had my three children in my room until my first child was 9 before I could leave them in their room. Wow, 3 children.
Wow.
Okay, this was possible because our room was a big one, so we just brought their foam to our room. My last baby stayed with us on the bed until he was 7. My husband didn't like it. Sometimes he goes to the guest room to sleep. So you people should get another foam for him in the same room. And when he is like 5, he will be able to sleep in his room. Maybe that time you techers would have given him a younger one that would keep him company in his room. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Benita AJ, thank you so much.
All right, we have Femi from Ikeja here.
But Ngozi is on the line. Ngozi is joining us from Shagamu. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Collins. Good morning.
Good morning.
Andre, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what a very funny topic this morning. My own, I have a very terrible experience. In fact, I'm still on it, so. Actually, kids are quite different. I had 3. Mm-hmm. The other 2, I never had issues. They have their room from onset, and they've always been there. And I never had any issue. But my last child... Oh my God. Even he's 7 now, but he still sleeps in my room.
Wow.
If you like, allow him to go to bed, take him to his room. Towards midnight,
he'll come back.
I don't know how this boy does this. He will wake up and find himself back in. In fact, at some point, my husband took it upon himself. Once he comes, he allows him to sleep. He takes him. Sometimes we do like the shifting like 3 times. Finds back himself inside the room. At a point last month, I got disturbed and I had to forcefully take him back to his room. Then around sat him down and talked to him why he should be in his room. After much crying, he agreed. He only did it for 1 week, Mr. Collins. He came right back. So I just decided to allow him be, maybe whenever he's tired. But he's 7. My boy does not stay, and even when I'm inside the kitchen, he will be there. Anywhere I am, that's where he will be.
Wow.
If I'm going out, he wants to know when I'm coming.
Wow.
In fact, the first day I traveled out, I was not with him. My husband said he cried throughout the night. He couldn't sleep. So I don't know what somebody will call this one.
That's love, man.
He's very attached. Yeah.
Well, the child born.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes, so imagine I was just thinking it's
peculiar.
Maybe just smudges, maybe I don't know one. So people have been having sleepless nights. They also be deprived.
Okay, we have a few messages. Let's see, this is coming from no name. All right, I'll take this other one. Sheu Baba says, what's up, Lagos? First of all, I thank God for making me a father. From when my wife is pregnant to when she delivered, we bought a baby cot for my son. He didn't use it.
Oh.
He likes sleeping in between me and his mom. He can suck breast for Africa. Thank God he doesn't worry at midnight. Show studio. Okay. Okay. I can't say the rest things
But at least it dropped some hints. It depends on the child.
Jafet from Oshodi here says, Mr. and Mrs. Teke, it's not funny. Oh, my son is less than 2 years. We can't even sleep well. He will roll and use his And you see his head close to your feet. In terms of the other one, he does not even leave his mom for me. Maybe now he married a woman. I know it's tired, but we thank God. We thank God indeed, oh.
That's where it always ends.
You thank God. Because at the end of the day, what would you say?
What do you want to do?
We bless the Lord God for giving us a child. Mm-hmm. We bless the Lord God for blessing us with children.
Yes.
You know? You want to say, God, why did you give me? No.
You know what I'm thinking in my head? You're single right now, or perhaps you guys don't have a child just yet, but you're in a relationship or you're married. Cherish the moment you have together.
You say, you see the word cherish? Hearing. You see cherish. The word cherish? Hmm. Cherish. Cherish the cherish, cherish.
Cherish it, though. Because it will move, and it moves, it has moved. There's nothing you can do. You can bring it back. That's how it works.
That's right.
Well, I think we've had a lot. Even though the phone lines are still buzzing, people want to talk. Let's count five calls, right?
Okay.
Let's count five calls and then get into our family clinic. Someone needs our help. And we cannot wait to bring the story so that we can hear what Lagos has to say on the family clinic today.
Someone is hearing. That's Ire from Yaba says, quick observation. So I noticed that Andrea hasn't missed the show. We have Zane to thank for that. Okay, he says we have Zane to big up for that, for being so cooperative. Awesome job you both are doing. Yeah, trust me, Zane is very cooperative.
Yeah, he listens to
her. He is.
But okay. I mean,
Femi from Ikeja, have we taken this message? He says, I have two kids and we sleep conveniently on the same bed, but it's a 6 by 7 feet.
Yes.
The only issue is I do have almost sleepless nights separating the elder one from the little girl. But help my wife to not be abandoning me in leaving overnight when man don't. Okay.
I get it.
We get it. But we cannot open our mouth wide and talk. But we understand.
Lawal, for me, girl, this on the line.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
What's up, Lagos? Just alive.
Yes, the topic you brought this morning is a very interesting topic.
Okay.
I have two little boys.
Okay.
And then the surprising thing is, you know, the more they grow up, the more you start having issues with sleep. So I have to be the one to sleep on the head of the bed. And I have to do that. And when you want to turn in the midnight, you need to stand up and turn properly, even though you are going to meet yourself on the ground. Which has happened to me once. So at the point when I can't sleep well, and then to go to work, and when you wake up in the morning, then you start having a headache. So we have to devise a means that, okay, let them go to their own room. But they will never sleep there. So at the point, I have to beg my wife that it's like I'm going to take the sacrifice. So they will sleep with me, then my wife will now go and sleep in the other room. That was the way we are able to solve it. Even though the youngest one, he was always crying that, no, I want to go and meet my mommy, So at a point, he gets used to it. But the annoying thing is, in the midnight, he will put his hand in your armpit. He will put his hand in your armpit.
Yes.
You know, at times, he will just hold on to your neck, to be sure that you are with him and you are not standing.
You're not going anywhere.
Then it will always be fight. Not me. Stop it.
Oh my.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate
it. I don't know. Is it that you're looking for warmth? Because he does it. In fact, he puts his hand in between my two very, you know, stuff in front. He put his hand in there and he wants to put his hand there and sleep. And sleep off. You know?
So I should be suspected to have been watching or what?
I don't get it. And then also some children, right? We buy them cot. Because, of course, we bought baby cot. And they refuse to sleep in that baby cot.
Yes.
Why?
Why? As if they know. How do you know that you should not sleep there?
They refuse to sleep there. I don't know. There are some children who sleep. Mm-hmm. I mean, Zane tried for, the few times he... he was still, I think, a month or two thereabout. Yeah. He still tried to sleep there before, yeah. You know, it changed to...
He didn't sleep there for a month. It wasn't up to a month.
No, he did, actually. Yeah, he did.
Okay,
he
okay.
Did. You weren't sleeping in the room where we were. You were...
That's right. I was
in the master's bedroom.
In the other
room,
side,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
But the funny thing is, you know, we are struggling with the small bed. Meanwhile, there are two other beds on the other side wasting...
Oh,
but you know, like you say, that's what you should just appreciate. Your privacy you have, the you time. Don't mess with it.
Ayo Deji here on WhatsApp says, "What's up, Lagos? This topic is quite interesting. I always give my children quick notice at age 2 and above, but maximum of age 3. I have 3 kids, 2 boys and a girl, though their room is beside our room. Uh-huh. It's been a part of each of them that even the youngest, that is age 3, now tells me she wants to go to her room. That's good. I mean, lucky-o.
Lucky you, man.
Really lucky. All right, another one here says, hello, this is Mata M. My daughter is 1 year, 7 months now. I just resumed sleeping on the bed last week and it was so strange to her that she's pushing me. It's not fair now. Doing things now is... Nah.
Lucky.
Nah, eh. Tony Confirma says, Ewo, our first baby. I relegated to the couch when we had our first baby. Man, I had to free the room for them. And I must add, we had a baby cord, but she prefers to sleep with us, not knowing she was planning to send me off.
Hmm.
It is well, oh.
It is well. I mean, they just called the shots.
Did
you know, you see Boss Baby, right? I mean, what's that movie?
It's Boss Baby. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's like a typical example of what these children actually do. I mean, I'm telling you, they just called the shots. Hey, you move, let's. I need space. And you don't have to obey. I mean, you just have to obey. Because the next thing they'll say, you too, should be here like that. What's
hello.
Up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Ike.
Hi, Ike. Welcome.
I'm calling from Ilepeju.
Welcome.
All right, let's talk.
I really don't know why everybody's finding this funny. I'm not finding it funny at all.
Okay.
I have 3 girls and a boy. I had to leave my bed, my maternal bed, for my last, which is my only son.
Mm-hmm.
And got started sleeping in another room.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wake up seeing myself on the floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
3 of my kids come one at a time. One is by my right, one is by my left, one is by my leg. I end up start squeezing I can't turn right, I can't turn left. So when they end up shifting to one side, I adjust till I land on the floor.
Oh my god, so sorry.
Yeah, sorry about
so
that.
Sorry.
Yeah. You know, wow, thank you so much, appreciate
and, it, and that's the thing, we don't have a choice. We have to love them.
It's not funny.
We have to love
them. It's funny. It's not funny. Why are you laughing at me? Because what can you do?
What
okay.
Can we do?
What are you going to do? Die him or what? You know? We can't do anything.
Mm.
Oh, boy. I think we need to go on a break and then come back and bring you our family clinic for
yeah,
today.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. A lot of messages and calls are coming in still, but we have to end this now. We really have to.
That's right. We're going on a break. When we come back, someone is in the clinic and needs our help.
Yeah.
Remember, it's a new judgment zone. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We talk about real-life conversations happening to real-life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything. The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. To the Family Talk with the Techers, where family is everything. We are family. Don't move a muscle. Family Talk with the Techers returns shortly.
All right. Welcome back. Okay, straight to Matthew's story. So I was reading his story earlier, so I'll just start from the top again. His story reads, I got married in 2018, and before then, I was living in Malaysia, and everything was good as a young boy. I met my wife the second time I came back from Malaysia, and with all the grooves that come with that, she couldn't give me a breathing space, and she was all over me, and I insist on going everywhere I go, that is for occasions and all, with me, which I obliged. Now, here is the first sign. I was not there the day her bride price was paid. I sent 400k to my parents, and they had to go there to her place with my kindred people to perform the normal marriage rite. On that very day, she fought with her elder brother right there before my village people. They started calling me that my wife is a tiger, and am I sure I can cope with her? These was from my village people. I told my people to calm down, that I am going to handle all that when I come back. When I came back and asked her what was the meaning of the fight with her elder brother, she gave a flimsy excuse that her brother did this and that. I cautioned her and let it slide. On the eve of our wedding, that is the 1st of January 2019, I rented 10 rooms in a hotel and asked her to take 5 with her friends while I take 5 with my friends that night. I almost called off the wedding. Why, he says. She came into my room that night and fought a girl who came for my wedding, accusing her of being my girlfriend. And this was my classmate in school, a very close friend who came all the way from Enugu to Imo State for my wedding. The whole hotel was in chaos that night. And I left the hotel, took my international passport, and was about leaving everything to go back to Malaysia, if not for the intervention of my dad, my best man, and some close friends who came for my wedding. Now, here is the one that got me thinking for 3 months and made me conclude to end the marriage. She stays in Owerri in a 3-bedroom apartment all this while we were married. Last year, 2020 March, the house rent expired and I couldn't pay. Then I asked her to come to Lagos because I'm already here in Lagos, processing my papers to travel. My elder brother lives here and has a 3-bedroom, and we can manage with him and the wife for now. She came after 2 months. She beat up my elder brother's wife. The second time, she took the kitchen knife and wanted to stab my brother's wife. What was the problem? Both of them went into an argument, and then my elder brother's wife said she's not going to cook in her kitchen. Instead of her to wait for me or my brother to come back, they have already scattered everywhere with fight. And God may have it, we came in that night while the fight was going on, and both of them were dragging kitchen knife. And my elder brother and I was able to get the knife off them. He says, Collins and Andrea, there is a lot to talk about, but I can't write it all in this email. I traveled last December to officially inform their parents, her people, that the marriage was over. I went there with some of my kindred people, and the father invited her with her uncle to come and hear me out, but she refused to show up. So that is the situation. Now I have a beautiful twin babies, and this is really making them suffer. When I say suffer, not like they are suffering, but I mean they are not getting the parental care from me as their father, even though I send them money from time to time. Please, I really seek advice, because my sister's husband has pleaded with me to go and bring them back to Lagos and pay for house rent here in Lagos for them. He says, this is a girl I bought a car for. She was living good. What I don't know is what her problem is. There is a lot, but I would stop here for now. Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. quite a lengthy story, but I think that we got the points there. Mm-hmm. So his marriage is going through a chaotic time, and he's saying he had a few signs before he got married to the woman, but he eventually went ahead, and it looks as though he married a tiger, in his words. The main issue here right now is the fact that he's got children.
Yeah.
And he's feeling sentimental about it. He doesn't want to call off the marriage just yet because of those children.
What should he do?
What should he do? Considering the kind of person his wife is.
Man, listening to that story, I'm just doing... anyways, let's bring Lagos in.
That's right.
Yes.
All right.
0700-993-993-993. And the phone lines are buzzing already.
What do you make of his story?
you know, you said something about seeing the signs and still going ahead.
Mm. It's a young guy who, you know, had made it.
I think it's one of those... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, a young guy who has made it. He was comfortable, ready to settle down. Mm. And he met her in no worry. Right,
yeah.
And he felt, okay, this person is good enough, she's okay, and I'm ready since she is coming around me, all right, so have I just, you know, pay her bride price and have her, you know, as my wife. He was, you know, ready to settle down, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the girl saw, oh, see this fine guy, nice catch, all the way from Malay. Oh my God, let me hook him down and stay there, not going nowhere. You know, because from his message, he said that she was following him all around for every occasion. She was on Maka territory.
Protects from what Lagos babes.
She also still went ahead to beat up his classmate who, you know, came around for their wedding on their wedding day.
Eve of the wedding, right? It's a wedding
on the
day.
Eve of the wedding, yeah.
I mean, I think she obviously has anger, somebody who could be dealing with anger issues and not a great attitude. But looking at the entire story, like I was going to say, it looks like the guy saw the signs because from the story.
Yeah.
I mean, someone who fought your in-laws.
No. She fought with her own brother. She fought with her own brother on the day they came to pay her bride price.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even still judge with that because sometimes some people can be annoying.
Yeah.
Forget about whether they're family or whatever. They can be annoying and they can push you to fight. But as a woman who's trying to get married, you might want to just, you know, not like, just keep that. Just, you know, not let it out there. But that was like one of the signs. So, okay, poor, you could have anger issues and then the guy didn't pay attention.
Physical. Mm-hmm. She's, there's one thing to be angry and, you know, just be and stay angry.
Yeah.
But there's another thing to go further, to being physical.
And, you know, she must get power. She must have a lot of
energy.
Bang, anyway. As it were. But what I make of it is the whole idea, I don't think they knew themselves a lot.
Well enough to
get married. And there are a lot of people who are like that, which is not an excuse. It's not a reason not to get married. You don't need to always call that in the as you are. You can't even know someone completely before you get married. So you don't really need to know a person totally before you get married to the person. So I wouldn't say that's an excuse, but it shows that the gap was just a bit too much for them. They didn't know each other. Yeah. I mean, and the guy had expectations. He had his expectations about what the marriage should look like, how the girl should behave.
Mm.
But I want to ask, did he also put, from my own little knowledge, did he also put what he, like what we talked about yesterday?
Yeah. Not on the show though.
No, okay, yes. Did he also prepare what he's bringing on the table apart from providing? Because it looked as if, you know, he felt that his own role was all about making sure that there is money, making sure that she's okay. Mm. You know, he also mentioned that he bought a car for her.
Mm.
And maybe her needs for the marriage were not necessarily those financial things. I don't know. It could be that she needed more.
Mm.
And needing does not necessarily mean that it has to come from you.
Okay.
She obviously had anger issues. Which I don't know how deep it is, but such things can be handled by experts. Experts can talk to people, can guide them to change their perception.
But is she ready to? Because, you know, I had to call him and, you know, we asked a few questions. And he's saying he doesn't mind being in the relationship to have it work. Mm-hmm. He doesn't mind that. But she does not seem as someone who is ready to change.
She needs help outside of the husband.
So is she ready to accept that she needs help?
No. I mean, somebody who has added an issue does not know and do not know they have an issue.
Okay.
It's a problem.
We need to bring Lagos in at this time.
It's a problem. Yeah, that's it. Because it's a problem. You don't know you have an issue. How can you find help? The only way is if he's ready to sacrifice this gentleman. And if he's ready to sacrifice and also put in, because of those kids, you know, there are no kids, it's an easy kids. It's not like, you're not going to grieve, yeah. Not by force.
And from what but he says, those kids are, I think, almost 2 years.
And it's a twin?
Yeah, twin girls.
Ah.
Anyway, let's hear what Lagos has got to say about Matthew's issues. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Okay. I listened to that, and the first thing I just told myself was, she has spiritual problems.
Okay.
But it sounds funny, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the guy did not do his background checking. That's why some families, they will need to go and check the other family out. Okay, this girl wants to marry. How is she? How is her family? Because he must have been a fighter even before marrying the guy. Mm-hmm. But to have had issues with her brother and fighting her own brother at her traditional marriage, it means that's her.
Mm.
So it's something that the guy needs to know. If she will need to go for therapy, to see a therapy or something, or maybe she should take her to church for deliverance. If he still wants her, that's if he still wants her, he can also help her.
Yeah.
But if he knows he doesn't want her, because the rate as she's going, maybe one day the guy's mother will just get her hand and she will beat the woman up.
Wow. Okay, so he should help her.
Should help her.
Mm-hmm. There's also something he mentioned while we were talking over the phone. So he said that the brother's place where they moved in to stay for a short time, where he fought with her, that's her in-law. The sister-in-law, so to speak, and where they had a knife to stab each other and all of that.
Yeah.
Now, after that happened, this was some days ago, he said she came all the way from Ore to Lagos, to that same house.
Okay.
Knocked at the door. And then his brother called him up and said...
Unannounced. Okay.
But, I mean, the family already know that this is what is going on. He has already gone to tell them that he doesn't want to go ahead with the marriage anymore, although they have not gotten to the level of, you know, having to file a divorce and all of that. So she came to Lagos and, you know, came to their house on and out, the same house that she fought with the wife with a knife. Now, she was there and the brother had to call him where he was and said, your wife is in front of my door. Should I open the door for her? And he said, well, since she's here already and it's already late, she came in really late at around 11 thereabout. So let's bring her in. Opened the door for her and she came in. Now, guess what? This is the part that's going to shock the whole of Lagos hearing this story. Now, she said she's not going to leave that house because when the brother-in-law wanted to rent that apartment, the 70,000 naira was borrowed from her sister. Now, she said she's going to use that 70,000 to rent, because it's a three-bedroom flat, to rent one of the rooms in that house. And that she is not leaving.
Oh, no.
If they want her to leave, they're going to give her the 70,000 and a generator set.
Wow. I think that's how people act when they're frustrated, when they see that they're losing. And I don't know, man, but she could be something more.
What do you think? And his fear. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
My name is Ifoma.
Hi, Ifoma. Welcome.
I'm listening to the discussion going on. And my take is, Cunning said something, and I think that's what we should actually focus on.
Okay.
We just heard everything about the woman. Yes, she's there. She has anger issues. She has problems. She has bad attitude, no doubt. What about the man? We don't even know anything about him. We just heard the story from his own perspective. Can we hear
from the woman
how he deals with the thing? Yes, not hear the man. We've not had anything wrong with the man, did.
Okay.
Yes, there's a problem. We can't throw that out. But what about the man? What is he doing to trigger this woman's anger? What is his own attitude?
That's
the
right.
Woman, the classmates, so-called classmates, who is she? Is she
an ex?
Exactly. What's he doing in the room?
In the room.
Exactly. Okay. Why room? Why okay. In his room?
Okay.
Why is she in the room? There's so many things we don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I'm not making excuses for her bad behavior.
Yeah.
But he should balance the story.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Okay.
Thank you.
His own way. What is he willing to do? What has he done? Mm. There are other things that will not help.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a balanced story.
Okay.
That's right. I think that Matthew has been listening to a lot of people. I think he's been listening to... You get confused, really, if you do not come inwards yourself.
Yeah, and what ask have I been questions, doing wrong?
The very, very, very questions you have to ask yourself that nobody else can ask you. You know yourself.
Mm.
And you know what you feel for this person. If there's love there, yeah, that's fine. People act the way they do based on the circumstances or situation or the challenges that they face. She might have a challenge that is pushing her to act that way. We can't just, because she has acted, that's just my own, that way, and say, okay, no, she condemns, you know that. The guy himself has work to do, like the last caller said.
Okay.
He has work to do.
All right, 0700-993-993-993.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Are you there? Can you hear us? Okay. Femi is joining us now. Femi is calling from Ikorodu. Hello, Femi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Andrea. I'm going to take it.
Good morning.
Morning. My take on this issue is that I think that woman has psycho issues.
Okay.
If care is not taken, that woman may kill that man. If she's not maybe treated or proper steps taken to make sure that she's okay.
Mm.
The man looking at the children may not even live to take care of those children's care is not taken.
Mm.
But that woman has serious anger issues that she needs to see
a therapist.
All right.
And then after his friend that was seen in his room. You know how these things happen. On the eve of your wedding, you are in a hotel room preparing for the wedding. As your friend comes in, as soon as they check into that room, they want to see you.
Hmm.
It's possible may never be alone in that room. His best man will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really just say, what is he doing in his room at that time? Once they come to that place, as they are checking the hotel, they want to see you.
Yeah.
They want to say, please, how are things going? Can you come? So he will not be alone in that room.
All right,
thank you.
Do you think, obviously, the woman has trust issues with the man.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Now, from the very first paragraph in his story, he mentioned that since he came back, she never wanted to leave his sight.
Okay.
She was, you know, always around him.
Possessive.
Very possessive. Want to go every event with him and all of that. So there are ladies like that who they feel every other lady around my guy is a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy might not necessarily be doing anything, but because they on their own have insecurity issues.
Yeah.
Now, from what he also said over the phone, he mentioned that he is very sure that she's not going to allow him remarry.
Hmm.
Now, this is something he has observed, that she is very possessive of him.
Wow. That's what should he do? That's a question Matthew's asking Lagos. What should he do in this situation?
0700-993-993-993.
Remember, there are two issues in the mix.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is
Mungazi.
Okay,
welcome. Welcome,
Mungazi. Yeah, thank you. First thing first, that marriage in the first place shouldn't have been, if you asked me, because when you check, there is a lot of red flags on the way before they eventually got married. Probably both were carried away. The woman was carried away with what she saw. You know, the mentality of young girls when they see guys coming back from Malaysia and all that. Then secondly, the guy also was carried away, probably with pleasure that he was getting from the girl at that point in time.
Mm.
And he never had that time to do a background check. Whatever the lady is doing is not new. Even the family is aware of her personality. Mm. So, but what I feel, since they are already in the union, there are two things. One, the worst mistake any human being can make in life is to make a mistake and dwell in your mistake.
Mm.
You can die with it.
Hmm.
But if you make a mistake and you realize you have made a mistake, the first thing to do is, can I correct this mistake of mine?
Mm-hmm.
If it's something you can walk around and make a better thing, then you go ahead. If you cannot, then you call it good.
Right.
Because we are saying this on the radio now, and the next thing you will hear, probably if the guy is living together with that woman, she could, out of the same anger, kill this man one day, or even somebody else related to her. Secondly, the children are also a bigger threat in the hand of that woman because they are girls, and she is going to be the one to mentor them.
Mm.
Mentoring them means she's going to impart what she has in those kids.
Mm.
So that should even be number one red flag for the man, how to take away those kids. Then talk to this woman if she actually realized that she had a problem. Because if you have a problem and you did not realize you have a problem, then it's a waste of time, anybody helping you seek for help.
Mm.
But when you realize in yourself that you have a problem, but probably you are weak and you cannot do anything, then somebody else steps in to help you solve your problem. Mm. So this is my stance. If she's ready to accept help, the man should give her all the necessary help and attention she requires.
Okay.
But when you look, she is not willing to do so, he should dissolve the marriage and take away the children from that woman. That's the best thing.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. I mean, it's easy to say that, you know, he should dissolve. I love what she said. The lady has to, like, agree first that she has a problem and seek help, and willing, and also should be willing to seek help.
Yeah.
But the part where she mentioned he needs to dissolve the marriage and move on is actually a worry for him because of how... And take the kids. And because of, you know, how possessive she is. You know, something else could... I don't know.
Someone that beats the brother. Anyways, the guy also mentioned, if you remember, that he's ready, he's also willing to fix things.
Yes.
But the lady insists that she's not at fault, that the guy is at fault, the guy should come and apologize.
Yeah.
And we try to inquire, I know that you were trying to inquire that, what exactly did you, what did you do? Mm. Open up. Is there anything you did? The guy said, this is the story I've told you, like, you know, there's really nothing more. The other things that are there are more things she did.
Yeah.
That, I mean... Move away from your radio. All right, great.
Hello.
Ooh la la.
All right, do us a favor. Huh? Turn down the volume on your radio first before calling the radio station. Okay? So then,
hello. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Ooh la la.
We have WhatsApp messages here. Ayo Deji is saying, what's up, Legas? I think he has married without knowing more about the woman. Sincerely, I don't support a breakup, and even it's not biblical to divorce. It will take a lot of patience and long-suffering to leave with her. Try to make her leave as much as possible outside of her relatives. I mean, she shouldn't leave amongst relatives, and encourage her to be a good Christian, which you first need to show her that you're a good one. Avoid anything that will trigger her anger and show her love. Then go for counseling and possibly see a psychologist or therapist on time. You need to show her sincere love. Okay, that's coming from Ayo Deji. Money here is saying, a husband and wife issue had to settle. We need to hear the other side of the story. No matter how flat a pancake is, there are two sides. They didn't know each other well enough. She is not the marriageable type. Marriage is not for everyone. For his sanity, he needs to end the marriage and move on. Unfortunately, they have kids. Okay. De Olua from Agbado Ijaye says, he underestimated her and her issues. He had his last warning on the eve of the wedding, fighting your groom to be's friend over suspicion or unfaithfulness was his chance to back off. Friends begging you to enter fire safe. He says, where are they now? He should go to the court to fight for sole custody of the children. Maybe that will spur her to submit to therapy. Her actions could lead to murder. Restraining order will, with a social worker in between to mediate the children's welfare, would be great.
Mm.
Okay, a lot more messages. Fide from IKD says, the man should make himself available to her. His continuous being away from her will make her more aggressive. The best way to change her is constant presence of someone she loves to always talk to her. She may have an attitude, but the man have not worked on her really. Mm. Matthew need to give presence and continue to talk to her.
All right. You know, I, on one hand, like, I believe that there could be more, but I also think that the guy could...
Hi, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello. Who do we have? Welcome.
Yes, we have Meg from Command.
Meg.
Oh, you're welcome.
Welcome.
Okay. So wonderful. You see, many a times we disassociate our environment with our real self. And we forget to understand that we are spiritual beings. Okay. I'm talking from experience.
Okay.
It will shock you. Like the other caller called that if you need her to realize that she have an issue, she may not even realize that she have an issue. Mm-hmm. If it is spirit.
Hello?
That's the case study.
Mm.
I'm from a polygamous setup.
Okay.
And in that polygamous setup, my mother happens to be the third wife.
Mm.
Being the third wife, I'm second to the last born of all the children that born there. The other four ladies, for me, they did not get married. Me, being the last girl, now got married. In that marriage, my husband so much loved me. From a Christian, I grew up, I gave my life to Christ. The hand of God was in the marriage, but my sister and my brother, it was battle. Even if the battle coming from nobody knew, we begin to go up and down. we can't stay 10 minutes together.
Wow.
What is the problem? We don't know. But we started going. It was not the first wife of my father that has vowed that I will never be settled in that home without her children being settled first.
Wow.
Now, with this case of this couple, it's obvious that the husband still loves the wife, and the wife still loves the husband. But as a force in between them that have vowed that this marriage will not work, if only they will surrender to God and go to a genuine man of God for deliverance, that person doing this will be put to shame.
Mm.
I am telling you, My native name is Chioma. Okay. I'm from Imo State.
Okay.
Look, I am telling you this. The first wife of my father has to confess. She confessed. After 3 months, she died.
Wow.
I am telling you the truth. Life is spiritual.
Mm.
But we are so superficial. We are carried away by, from Malaysia, Abi. You've been the last one, Abi. Why these ones are there? And you want to marry for where? Over her dead body. What they do? They give their life to Christ.
All right.
And they really go to the right place for deliverance.
Okay.
Right. That marriage will not work. I don't blame the lady. I don't blame the man.
All
they
right.
need help.
Okay.
And that help will only come if only they will give their life unanimously go for that deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And the person perpetrating this evil will be put to shame.
All
Have
right.
a nice day.
Thank you very
Thank you so much,
much. Meg.
Spiritual battle.
Yeah, that's what she says. There could be a spiritual battle and both of them have to, you know, surrender to God.
Matthew needs our help. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up? My name is Oge. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Okay. Welcome, Oge.
Yeah, so the last caller was talking about spiritual. But first of all, before spirituality comes in, this woman in question is an opportunist. So let's just say the man just saw the lady, you know, and they're hanging out, they came for friendship and all that is different. You can say, okay, spirituality. But this lady already knew that this guy was in Malaysia, and she saw that, yes, oh, this man is a good catch, oh, I've gotten somebody.
That's
but
right.
this man did not see the, first of all, this the red flag that this lady is very possessive, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, when they wanted to pay her breakfast or whatever, she also did something by fighting the elder brother.
Yeah.
So she has anger issues. Now, saying that the man cannot eat her cake and have it. Now, the children, she said, he doesn't want the children to, you know, grow up in this kind of marriage.
Yeah.
But something has to be done. He shouldn't continue with this marriage, because if he lost the children, if he continues with the marriage, the children will suffer. Because this woman, we don't know what she's going to do at the long run.
Okay.
Now, if he wants to help her, yes, they should take her to therapist for the anger issues to be resolved. That if actually she also wants that to be resolved, because one thing is to come up to a therapist, another thing is for her to say, oh, I want to continue. I didn't want to stop this.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, are you still
the
there?
Man, yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
So I will advise that the man should leave the marriage.
Okay.
Go and fight for for custody. He can tell them what the woman did by fighting and all that, and let him move on.
All right.
All right. But why do we? Can we all for sure just by hearing Matthew's story and say for sure that the woman is totally the problem? Do you think that Matthew has given his
given
all
her,
in fixing? Because this is you, this is your life, this is your marriage, this is your children, this is your wife. Yes, she has done left, she's done that, she's done many things that are very grave. They are good to tell you that, no, run away. But have you as a person, Matthew, do you think Matthew has given his all, put in the work, the efforts? And what kind of efforts can he put in, apart from, you know, let him drop it and move away?
Yeah.
And then is it a situation of, no, there's nothing to fix here? Is it
that bad?
Is it that bad already? Now, these are the questions that we need answers to.
That's right.
This would help Matthew make a decision right now.
That's right. 0700.
Remember, he's listening.
903-903. Indeed, he is listening. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, lovely people.
Good morning. Ooh la la, lost that call. All right, let's get to screen more of the calls and take messages as we proceed.
Yeah, Paul.
Matthew needs our help.
Paul from Ayobo here says, Collins and Andrea, a scattered wedding is better than a scattered marriage. Mm. In this case, she needed to acknowledge that she has a problem. Without that, she can't be helped.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, although lost now. She is also a fighter, a good one for that matter, and does not see anything bad in her anger.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Henry.
Yeah. What's up, lad?
Yeah, so how's worry this morning? Sorry, Andrew.
Worry is fine this morning. How's everything there in land?
Well, okay. Great. We're very fine.
All right.
Talk to us.
What should Matthew do?
The second or the last caller just suggested there could be some forces beyond the control of the woman in this issue. And I don't just want people like... If what Mikey said is the whole truth and nothing but the truth, then the woman could be on the eastless or something beside the hunger that we're just capitalizing on. And if that be the case, like many other callers have also suggested, I will also suggest that Mikey really needs a solution. That's why I bring the matter up.
Yeah.
He should get closer. Do some fighting by himself with her. They've been a lover before they come together to say, let's, you know, tie the knot. And now that they have come this far, they've given birth to children. They have, you know, all the happening. Their mind should also look in. There could be spiritual or that too that it can work on.
Okay.
That's what I said, my choice you, because life is, we all agree sometimes, and sometimes we all agree that the spiritual controls the physical. But when it comes to instances, we just want to look at it like the other woman said, we can't take ourselves from the environment. So let my choice look inward.
All right.
Since he has managed to have been with her, have you, you know, been able to detect some
some kind of behavior that is beyond the control of these women. And if he has not, he should look inward. Then if he said there's nothing like that, then he can say, he can just, you know, cable everything physically and leave it physically. That's my contribution.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you too, Henry, all the way from Warri, Delta State.
So he's saying that it might be a spiritual thing as well.
That's right.
Matthew would have to, you know, seek the help of a pastor, a man of God, someone who can pray for him and, you know, so that he can seek deliverance.
Spiritual.
We have a few WhatsApp messages still. I was reading one before we took that call. So before we pick any other call, can I quickly finish this?
Yes.
Paul from Ayobo says, calling San Andrea, a scattered wedding is better than a scattered marriage. In this case, she needs to acknowledge that she has a problem. Without that, she can't be helped. I have a friend, although lost now, she is also a fighter, a good one for that matter, and does not see anything bad in her anger. He says, Andrea, the last story choked me. I need to breathe. Before marriage, she already showed her real self. My dear, angry people always find fault in others. She has to accept that responsibility before anyone can help. He also mentioned that he had anger issue before, but he took the power of the Holy Spirit to get it out. So he recommend both parties to seek help.
Both of them.
Yeah, that's right. Wow.
What kind of help? Sociable's on the line.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I think what is happening to Matthew will be much a lesson to others than him. There is little.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
For me, what he should do, because the lady in the first place does not believe that she's doing something wrong.
Okay.
What he should do is to get her arrested whenever she performs any act of violence. Because it must cost such people something before they change. Get her arrested, take her to police, or even sue her to court. Let them give her a restraining order that she should stay one place. Why he himself, I'm not talking about divorce, I'm talking about separation.
Okay.
She should have a place of her own, and Matthew should have a place of his own.
I mean, that's already what's going on. They are both separated already.
Yes. And she should not be coming to Matthew at any time she likes.
Okay, you're saying a restraining order?
Yeah.
Yes, she should be restrained.
Oh, thank you so much, Soshebo.
How about the children?
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Ruben from Yaba.
Welcome. All right, Ruben, let's talk.
Yeah, on the issue at ground, I actually don't want to blame the woman. I don't know why everybody's condemning the lady.
Okay.
The Nigerian dating scene is very, very chaotic and very, very serious. As a broke guy, you are dating a very beautiful, get on for front, get on for back kind of girl. You know very well that you won't have a rest of mind.
Okay.
You must be jealous. In fact, your jealous would be ultra. Now imagine a girl dating a US-based guy that just come to Nigeria, or a Malaysian-based guy that's coming to Nigeria. She knows very well that every
you're that girl. Yeah.
Every girl wants to throw herself at him. So the guy is not even speaking. How have you been dealing with girls? Because they know that you just come. How have you been dealing with all kind of girls in your area, in her presence? How have you been dealing with them? So that must have drove her to that serious jealousy.
Okay.
But the only thing I thought the lady is that she needs to deal with that anger issue.
Yeah.
That one is very, very serious. It's very, very serious. It's very, very vital.
Okay.
Anger issue. She should deal with it. Then the man should give her a chance.
Okay.
To work on her anger. If things do not improve, then she should go to the court of law to get her keys back.
Okay.
All
hello,
right.
Ma.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, yes, we're please. Here.
I have one thing I want to share with you.
Okay.
My own relationship.
Okay, do you know what? Can you do us an email, familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com?
All right.
Thank you so much. Family Talk with the Techers at gmail.com. If you're one who wants to send an email to us as well, we'll gladly receive and, of course, treat your story right here on the air with us.
Do not forget that the Family Clinic on the Family Talk on WhatsApp Lagos comes up every Thursday. All right, every Thursday we'll bring a story, one person that needs our help. And today, Matthew is the one who is needing our help. And by our help, I mean every single one of us members of this WhatsApp Lagos family and indeed Nigeria Info FM family and Family Talk with the Techers. So guys, you can remember that it's a no judgment zone. It's a place where we want to find help, how we can fix. It's the clinic. We will try to heal.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing here, starting the healing process right here.
I think what the last caller said made some sense.
Yeah.
Because from the message he sent and, you know, from the conversation we heard, I didn't hear him say anything as to, okay, I loved this woman. I had something with her. It was more or less, this is somebody who is ready to settle down, and not like I have any connection with her, so to speak. Not that I sincerely or dearly love her. I'm just one who's settled, and I saw her around me and I said, okay, this one seemed like someone who I can settle down with, and that was it. So there isn't no extra push from the place of love for him to want to stay in the marriage, coupled with her excesses. We know we all have excesses.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons we want to still stay with our loved one is because we love them. And so we are willing to fight for them and help them regain, and be better, so to speak. But his love is coming from the child that they have. The reason he wants to have this marriage still alive is because
of
the children and not necessarily because of the woman.
Now, could there be a situation of what I ordered versus what I'm getting that's caught expectations or dashed expectations from the man?
Would I even say they had any expectations, so to speak? This just looked like someone who wanted to get married and just, you know, boom, bang, I'm settled, I'm ready, I've gone to Malaysia, I have funds, I have this, let me just, you know, get married.
And this would be, but there was expectation. Maybe she expected that the woman would act a certain way in the marriage, and he wasn't seeing that. And then, could he have been quick to try to end when he went back to say he's not going up? Did he take that decision in a hurry? Did that also get the woman to be a bit more aggressive? You know, okay, you want to end it now, B? You know how women could think about, you have come to destroy my life. You know, I have a baby, you don't want to leave.
Yes.
You're not going anywhere.
Yes.
We're not divorcing. Yes, if a woman is acting that way, that is why somewhere within me, you know, somehow you know that this is a lost case.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a lost case. I think it's something that can be fixed
if
they can identify what the problem is.
Yeah.
Matthew has to identify why the woman is acting that way. You can't just say, I don't know. You don't know how. It's your wife.
Yeah.
You will know. If you do not know, fight and help. Who have you been listening to? To make your decision. What are they saying? Is everyone just pointing fingers at her? No one is telling you what you are wrong at? Someone has got to tell you where you're wrong too, so that you can see how you can fix it. You have to try to understand before you totally give up. But if it's becoming more aggressive, like people have said, I think you might want to consider a divorce, separation to keep your sanity.
Okay, some people are still sending messages. Someone here is trying to make us understand that she could be having a certain kind of syndrome.
Okay.
What's this now? He calls it Othello syndrome, as a pathological jealousy, also known as morbid jealousy.
Okay.
Delusional jealousy. And it's a psychological disorder in which a person is preoccupied with the thoughts that their spouse or sexual partner is being unfaithful without having any real proof, along with socially unacceptable or abnormal behavior.
So it could be a psychological problem, and there's nothing wrong to have a psychological problem. Because psychological problems have solution.
That's right. So that could actually be her, the reason for her behaving this way. Hence the anger outburst, and you know, all of the fight and everything. Yeah, that could actually be the reason. Which it would mean that she needs to see a therapist or a counselor or a psychologist, so to speak. We have more messages. Let me quickly take this one from Jimmy Lomak. He says, "What a story! I think the red flag was present from the first day, but he was blinded to face the fact that the second red flag was on the eve of the wedding, but he still ignored. So back to solution. Since we have twin girls, babies involved, I think he should get professional help for her. Mm-hmm. But if that should fail, I'll advise him to quit, because if she continue like this, it is at the detriment of those innocent kids' upbringing," which I also agree with. And not just the detriment of the kids as well, including the man, because she could get so delusional, and it could get extreme where she could kill the man. It could get extreme, and that's not what we're praying for. Ekene Fidelis from Shomolu here says, "The lady may have spiritual problem, but the man presence will solve it. Since the lady really loves him, let the man try to always be around her and tell her what he dislikes." Okay, more messages here. Oye Dokun Shino Abioye, sending this message from Barua. Yeah, he says, "Good morning to all you, the techies in the studio. You're wonderful. My advice for Matthew is to keep the angry wife closer to himself. He must not divorce. He should instead tackle the situation affectionately, physically and spiritually, until things are back into normalcy.
He should try harder, a bit more, right?
More or less." Aremu Chosing here says, For me, divorce is not an option. Both need to have real conversation or communication on the issue on ground. Granted, the lady have anger issues, but I believe the man can help her with real love and money love. Some anger issues are based on past experiences and take love, commitment, and application of God's word in their lives to succeed.
What's her growing up? Do you know that? Do you know if she had issues with, you know, her growing up? Maybe she had some emotional questions that she hasn't answered before you got together. I think it's a question of knowing. This gentleman needs to know the woman better. If he wants to fix this relationship, he should find out what the
problem is. You see why it's very important before you say you want to marry someone, before you marry a person, do your background check.
Yeah, but you really will not know everything.
You can't know everything, but at least the basic. The basic
to know
things,
if you can move on with it.
Yeah, you know, if it's something you can handle, you can deal with or not. Right? Not when you're already married and you're not looking for how to deal with it.
For example, what if the solution to this problem now has to do with spiritual? Maybe someone, both of them, like someone said, have to like be submissive to, you know, the supreme being.
Yeah.
Would they, and then maybe they have a background of, no, they don't believe in that.
God.
Or maybe she has that kind
then
of background.
They go to a psychologist.
Go to psychologist. What if they don't believe in
going to a psychologist
too?
I don't want to believe
that. Anyways. I mean, I don't know. More calls coming in. We have like 5 more minutes. I hope Matthew finds solution here. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Light, welcome.
Collins, I'm checking. Sorry, I can't shout right now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, concerning Matthew's case, I will blame Matthew from onset because he saw the red flag, but he ignored it. This same issue happens to me when I was in school too.
All right.
And the ladies' lady was pesting all over me. Anywhere I'm going, she's ready to follow me. So at the end of the day, when my mom noticed it, my mom called her face to face and said, "Sorry, you cannot marry my son."
Wow.
And she backed out. She backed out immediately. He noticed that this lady has been pesting every now and again to know everywhere he's going, but he did not do anything about it. He was blinded because of the pleasure he's getting from her. So now,
what should he do?
As for me, he should find a way and manage the situation.
You should find a way of managing the situation.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hi, good morning. Are you there? Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Wow.
Wow.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers, they're live. You're live.
Calling. Yeah, this is Jesse Lokpeya.
Oh, Jesse Lokpeya, yeah. Good friend. Yeah, let's talk.
Good morning. Please, I want to say something. I don't know, maybe you've heard of Daddy Freeze's story before this marriage, but to me, he survived something. Thank God he's alive today. Matthew, if you love yourself, I don't know if it's spiritual, because everyone, some people think, yes, everything is spiritual. To me, everything is not spiritual. In this situation, now, let's say Matthew is a Muslim. It's like Christians now, they see people, and when they are talking, they want to say everything is spiritual, spiritual. If I don't believe in whatever you are calling spirituality, what should I do? Matthew, run for your life. Okay. It can happen that you will get close to her, and that will be the last day on earth for you. If it's possible, go to the court, like someone said, restrain order. Get it. Fight for your children. By maybe, I don't know, in the court also, they know how to do it. That lady may end up killing you. If you know you want to live your life, live that marriage. Don't go spiritual, all those things. Let her and the family of the lady take her to psychologists if they want. You have done your best. To me, leave that marriage. Don't die young.
Okay.
A lot of guys are dying young due to some things like this, and people advising them is this, is that, is maybe spiritual, is psychology. Run for your life. I said it that day that I got. If a lady slaps me the way I am, even if I'm married to you, I will divorce. I don't mind. That's my type of man. Right. I don't care.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jesse Lokpeya. I mean, but from his story, she has never been violent to him before. And I think one of the things he said also is she is pushing him to the extent he trying to force him to be violent on her, which at the end of the day would be the fault would be on him. And he doesn't want that to happen. Like, that's what, you know, she's pushing him to do. But, you know, at the end of the day. Anyway, so, I mean, let's quickly take this message before we wrap this up.
A minute or thereabout we have left.
Pastor ND from Shomolu says, well done, the techers. There's no problem without solution. First of all, I don't concord with that analogy of death till death do us part. If it can't work, then take the work and stay alive. There is what is called marriage in deceit. Having said that, I want to say also that for marriage to work, something has to give. All right. It's obvious that she has anger management issue and probably character deformation. But then all these can be managed by the husband if he loves his wife and wants the marriage to work. Avoid the things that make her mad. In fact, most of us have become mumu for our wives, and it's working.
Yes, sir.
So what is yes, sir? No. Mr. Matthew and every other man should learn to be mumu for their wives, and the beast in her would certainly be tamed.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might need to act that, man. You know, you might need to add some mumuness to it, as far as it's not killing you, you know, as it were. What a story indeed.
The phone lines are still buzzing. A lot of people still want to make a contribution here and there as to what they think Matthew should do. But we have to go. We need to wrap this up. And thank you, everyone who reached out, sending a message, and you called in to, you know, give an advice, to tell him what to do. He is sure listening. We still spoke this morning, so he's very much listening. And I'm sure that at this point, he must have come up with something to do about the situation.
Matthew. Like, the meaning of the other thing is that your head is on your neck. Oh,
that's right.
You have to carry it, and you have to, you know, do the best. Make the best decision for yourself and everyone you love. That's what you need to do.
That's right.
But let it come from you at the end of the day. Wow, we're happy we did this. I hope that it finds solution.
I really hope so too. Lagos, Nigeria, this is where we will be saying our goodbyes on What's Up Lagos Today Family Clinic as well. We'll be here again tomorrow. on the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk. Of course, What's Up Lagos will be live tomorrow, same time, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For now, we gotta go.
We gotta run away.
Andrea Oduobi Teke, that's my name.
I'm Collins. Teke, God bless you.
God bless our homes.
And God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.